Hello, Dice Tower listeners. This is Zachary Strebeck. Welcome to Legal Moves. It's a new year. It's a great time to take more of a bird's eye look at game development legal issues. Today, I'm going to talk about my top three legal moves that a developer should be making. So let's get started. The first move you should make if you're serious about starting your own game development company, particularly if you're going to be raising money on Kickstarter or some other method, is to form a separate business entity. This gives you a few important advantages. First, it allows you to limit your liability in case things go wrong. This can help tremendously when the business gets sued by protecting your personal assets from that lawsuit. The second advantage is that it allows you to define the terms of the business, especially when you're partnering up with others. You do this through the entity formation documents like the bylaws or articles of organization. This can help establish upfront who makes the decisions, who gets what part of the profits, and lots of other important matters. The third is the professional appearance that the business entity can give you. So when you're working with other business partners, such as distributors, printers, and even the end user, looking and acting like a real business can go a long way toward establishing credibility in their eyes. The second legal move for game developers is to get contracts in place before any work on the game starts. Whether it's an artist, a graphic designer, or a freelance developer, it's important that the terms of these relationships are in writing. Handshake deals and verbal agreements are just not enough in cases where the relationship breaks down over time. Any disagreement about money or control of the intellectual property can often be avoided by a well-written contract. The third legal move is to protect your intellectual property itself, whether it's registering a copyright or a trademark or getting confidentiality agreements in place to protect trade secrets. This can serve to protect a developer's most valuable assets. When you pour money and time into your brand and your products, these efforts should be given the protection they deserve. When a game you've developed has the potential for success, spending a little money up front to get that extra level of protection is often well worth it in the long run. I blog about this kind of thing all the time on my website, which you can find at BoardGameLawyer.com. This has been Zachary Strebeck for Legal Moves. See you next time.